Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Freedom from Addiction segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? As I said, I can't believe it's March, and it's just pretty amazing to know this is the time of year that we enjoy when it starts to get more sunny, better weather, no longer the cold weather. Hopefully, we can have early spring.
Well, Neil, the time is just marching through.
Exactly. And our topic today is about four reasons why it's okay, it's good to drink alcohol, while 25 reasons why it's not. We have a book right now available online. If you click the free book button at RevWynnHendersonMD.com, you can get your free book today. And so tell us the topics. We're going to discuss a little bit about this, not give away all of it because people need to download the book.
Neil, couple months ago, I wrote a book with my co-author, Scott Stevens, and the newest title is Look What Drug the Cat In. And that book is now available for a limited time, free as a download off my website, as you said. So let me get into the content of the program. We have placed unrelenting guards against anything that challenges our right to drink the gateway drug, alcohol. But it is not a right protected by anything. F. Scott Fitzgerald said, "The strongest guard is placed at the gateway to nothing, maybe because the condition of emptiness is too shameful to be divulged. People don't drink drugs to feel good. They take drugs to feel less bad. And the first drug we usually take is legal and very accessible alcohol. Mm-hmm. So the four benefits associated with drinking alcohol are: it's a social lubricant. It allows you to have fun with your friends in many different kinds of settings, and society is always pushing you to drink up and have fun. It's a stress reliever, but the whole planet suffers from stress and the effects of stress, and there are other things besides drugs that do a better job of relieving that problem. The third thing is it's a pain reliever, but it's a pain reliever that you use to self-medicate. And if you do that, you're very likely to get into trouble and all kinds of trouble. And fourthly, it's a sleep enhancer on the short term, but later in the night, it decreases REM sleep. And so that's kind of, if you want to get to sleep real fast, maybe so, but overall, not so much.
Okay. So are you going to cover all 25 reasons or some of the major ones?
I'm going to cover them all, and I can do that in just a very few minutes. Okay. But if you want to find out the science behind the reasons and a fuller explanation of the reasons, go get the book. Okay. Hey, well, alcohol is the gateway drug to all other drugs and many addictive behaviors. People have proven to have relaxed inhibitions while under the influence of alcohol. With poor judgment in the moment, they may choose harder drugs, and in that way, alcohol is proven to be their gateway. All sorts of stupid decisions are made under the influence of alcohol. For example, driving while impaired, using harder drugs, drunken arguments and physical fights, while emotional abuse, neglect, bullying, and riding in a car with an impaired driver are also side effects. Unprotected, unwanted, and unplanned sex, suicide, domestic violence, and sexual assault are stupid things that we do when we drink. Alcohol increases the risk of dying, especially when used along with opioids. Alcohol poisoning can result in death. Alcohol often precipitates violence, which has its own set of risk. Alcohol causes, and you probably don't know this, 8 different cancers. Cancer of the mouth, the pharynx, the larynx, the esophagus, the stomach, the liver, the colon, and the breast. Alcohol causes heart disease. You've been told that there are beneficial effects from drinking a glass of red wine every day, but that comes from resveratrol, which is found in the skin of grapes. And you can eat the grapes without drinking the fermented ones, or you could take a supplemental pill if you want this enhanced benefit. Alcohol causes cirrhosis and liver failure. It causes increased stroke risk, starting with the first drink. Alcohol is the third leading cause of preventable illness and death in the United States. It's a toxin with no safe dose. It causes osteoporosis, which causes easily broken bones. It kills brain cells. It causes early dementia. It causes decreased REM sleep. It causes fetal alcohol syndrome. It causes fatal accidents, and especially the ones that we hear about all the time, automobile accidents. Alcohol causes suicide. It increases the chance of prediabetes and then secondarily diabetes itself. It depresses the immune system and increases the risk of the immune system disorders. Alcohol increases the chance of kidney failure. It increases the risk of community-acquired pneumonia. It increases the chance of a DUI arrest with all the associated financial and criminal issues. It causes optic neuropathy. It causes increased chance of erectile dysfunction in men. And the dysfunction does not easily go away when you stop drinking. Alcohol shaves between 1 and 30 years off your lifespan, depending on the amount you drink. It causes high blood pressure and increased cholesterol levels in the blood. It metabolizes to the very hazardous toxin, acetaldehyde. Alcohol robs the body of vitamins. And lastly, it causes obesity. And what do you think about that?
Anyway? Oh my gosh, there's not a lot of things that are positives with this, with alcohol. Not much at all.
Now you can see on one hand, a few little things that you might say are positive, but on the other side, over 25 really things that are going to hurt you or kill you. So if you die from one of the aforementioned complications of consuming alcohol, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy that you were never warned of before you made the choice to start drinking. And drinking alcohol is like stepping out onto the highway. The truck just hasn't hit you yet. And so for a limited time, I have a free copy of the book, Look What Drug the Cat In, for you. And you can go to my website, www.revwinhendersonmd.com. And I'd like to tell you that your blog comments are welcome. Alternatively, you can get this podcast by emailing me and giving me your name and asking for it. My email address is www.win@winhenderson.com. This issue is so important that you should not fail to share it with everyone you know.
All right. Those are things that they never bring up in alcohol. And those are great points. And I appreciate you calling today and coming on the show. And we will talk soon.
Great, Neil. Thanks for having me.
All right. That was the Freedom from Addiction segment, everyone.